The Budget Blueprint.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Obama is expected to unveil his budget today to Congress. The 10-year spending plan includes a proposal to increase health coverage. The price tag for that alone is $634 billion. The question is, how can we pay for that in an economic downturn? Marketplace's Dan Gretsch takes a look.
President Obama's budget includes something Americans never would have seen during the Bush administration: tax hikes on the wealthy. Starting in 2 years, the income tax on families earning more than $250,000 a year would rise nearly 5 percentage points to 39.6%. Obama also plans to keep the estate tax, which is slated to disappear. But one proposal is likely to generate the most debate. Obama wants to reduce the deductions the wealthy can take on mortgage interest and charitable contributions, from 35 cents on the dollar down to 28 cents. The fear is that would reduce donations to charities and further depress the housing market. In all, the tax cuts would save an estimated $318 billion over 10 years. The money would be used to pay for about half of the health care package. The other half would come from cost savings in Medicare. Obama plans to make good on his promise to reduce the burden for the middle class and the working poor. The budget proposal extends this year's $400 annual tax cut. The budget plan has to pass through Congress before it becomes law. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Britain just launched a huge scheme this morning to insure the toxic assets that have brought a lot of banks to their knees. The company to sign up for the program first is the Royal Bank of Scotland. RBS confirmed today it lost more than $34 billion last year. That's the biggest loss in British corporate history. European markets are welcoming the UK plan. Shares overseas are up across the board right now. In Asia, though, markets close lower. The Dow finished at 72.71 yesterday after losing 80 points or 1.1%. How about paying taxes for transportation projects based on how many miles you drive? A bipartisan panel releases findings today into ways to make up for highway funding shortfalls. The study comes from the National Surface Transportation Infrastructure Financing Commission. Now, that's a long name. Right now, gas taxes pay for roads and bridges, but as Sarah Gardner reports, experts say it's not enough.
The commission says the U.S. is spending only a third of what's necessary to keep up our roads. Gas taxes, it says, aren't a good way to fund them, especially now that cars are getting more fuel efficient. Commissioner Jeff Urema says taxing individual drivers based on their mileage makes more sense.
The gas tax was a reasonable proxy for use. It isn't any longer, and so this is the next evolution of a user pays concept for transportation.
Oregon has already piloted this idea. It's commonly called a VMT tax, vehicle miles traveled. Every car would have a GPS-like mileage counter in it to track how far the driver's gone and possibly where. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood floated the idea this month, but the White House immediately rejected it. The commission will also recommend states consider more toll roads and congestion pricing, where people pay a premium to drive during rush hour. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
Dell reports earnings today. The company was once the biggest exporter in Ireland, not anymore. Dell just announced a couple thousand job cuts in the country. It's a move business professor Frank Barry at Trinity College in Dublin predicted. He joins us now. Professor Barry, what does this mean for Ireland as it's also sliding deeper into a recession?
With the exception of Iceland, we're suffering the most severe downturn in growth of any industrialized country. So it comes at a particularly difficult time for us. That as the other hardware firms had stopped assembly activities in Ireland, their workers were able to get new jobs relatively easily over the course of the boom period. Now, that'll be much difficult over the course of the recession.
And we're talking 2,000 jobs here.
And that's a much more substantial number in Ireland, of course, than it would be in the States. So it's, yeah, Dell is losing about half of its workforce here in Ireland almost overnight.
And what is the corporation, Dell Corporation, then gaining with this move?
It had established a factory in Lodz in Poland about 3 or 4 years ago that was carrying on the same kinds of activities as it was doing in its Limerick plant. So now it's simply migrating its assembly operations to Poland, where wages are about one-fifth the equivalent wages that was paying in Ireland.
So the people in Ireland that will be left without jobs, where do they go?
Many of them will simply go onto the unemployment rolls for a period of time whilst they're seeking new jobs. But there's major talk of a return to emigration, which of course has been the blight of Ireland for 150 years or so. But with the downturn in Britain and the US, Australia seems to be the new destination of choice.
But what about prospects for recovery with the recession?
Well, that's it. When I mentioned adjustment costs there, that typically means, you know, how long workers remain unemployed. And the real difficulty then for Ireland, of course, is that the depth of our recession will increase the length of time that unemployed workers spend on the social welfare rolls.
Frank Barry is a professor at the School of Business at Trinity College in Dublin. Thanks so much, Professor.
Sure, you're welcome.
Morgan Stanley was going to take clients to Dublin, Ohio this June for the big Memorial Golf Tournament it sponsors. No more free rides. The investment bank says it's eliminating client entertainment this summer. Morgan Stanley has received $10 billion in government bailout funds. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a nice Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.